And now we've got someone who featured here quite recently, and she writes some great songs, and I always relate to all of them. And I'm so glad she came out tonight. This is another good friend of Rich Mungo's, a number of friends here who didn't necessarily perform, but also cared about him a great deal. This is Peg Espinola.
Oh, here we are. I wanted very much to come this evening. I actually was on Martha's Vineyard. I was going to come back tomorrow, but I did want to make it tonight. I didn't expect to play, but while I was at Sam W., which is where I met Rich Mungo about a decade ago, I did write a song this past Sam W., which was in August. So I thought it... doesn't have anything to do with Rich, but Rich was starting to write songs. Maybe he had written them before, but he was beginning to write them with some of the rest of us. And so I dedicate this to Rich, even though it has nothing whatsoever to do about with him. I can't see that. It's got to be closer. All right. Sorry. Just me and my guitar, and it's taking as much time to set up as all those other people. I think that will. I hope that sounds good enough. This is the first time I played this out, so let's hope it goes okay. I tried to write a bridge for it, and it just didn't happen. So it's a ballad, and it just goes on and on. It is about it's a true story. I'm warning you in advance, but it's a melodrama, so it should be interesting. It's called The Ballad of Otto, Adolf, and Hannah. The only real name in this story is Adolf. Otto was a merchant, an ambitious man was he. To make his fortune, he did sail across the bounding sea. He settled in Ohio, Sister Hannah by his side. She'd cook and clean and care for him until he found a bride. Now Adolf was a gambler, a new life he also sought. But a violin and a pack of cards were all that Adolf brought. One day, an ornery rented horse threw Adolf to the street in front of wealthy Otto's house, and Hannah he did meet. She brought him in and nursed his wounds, and soon their hearts were won. And try as Otto might, this bond could not then be undone. With Adolf well, the two moved out, and she became his wife to share the mighty gamble of a newly wedded life. They had a little boy named Joe, my granddad he would be. Then great uncle Fred was born to join the family tree. Now, Adolf, Adolf was a clever man, but cards were all he knew. And as they went from town to town, he found the bottle too. Sometimes it was to smoky bars that Adolf's craving led. Sometimes it was to smoky bars that Adolf's craving led. One night he got into a fight, the other man lay dead. And though no one knew who started it, our Adolf got a year. The only place for Hannah then was Otto's, it was clear. The boys were 8 and 10 by then, for Adolf they did yearn. And Hannah too looked forward to the time of his return. But Otto, as a prosperous man, was given custody, and Adolf had to steal the Mac when he at last was free. Different times, from state to state, the family fled, but they were bound to lose. The sheriff finally captured them, and Hannah had to choose. With Adolf she could stay, but then her children never see, or live instead with Joe and Fred in Otto's family. The bonds of motherhood won out, and with her son she went, while Otto moved to New York town and doleful letters sent. The boys grew up and made their way. Despite memories of shame, they learned some skills their uncle taught, but kept their father's name. Thank you. We're almost done, folks. Only two more. My granddad Joe ran a clothing store and played by all the rules, but poker winnings let him send his girls to fancy schools. My mom became a writer, and she passed this tale along, and I, as great-granddaughter now, have turned it into song. One more. I see the moral to this tale. I see no moral to this tale, unless it's simply this, that blind young love like Hannah's may not lead to lasting bliss. But had she never gambled and with Adolf gone away, I'd not be here to sing this song to all of you today. Thank you.
I will not sing that again.
No. Without memorizing it.
Peg Espinola. Always great songs. Thank you, Peg.